First, I'll say talk about a little bit about approaching the mainstream media. That's not easy. They don't have a lot of time. They have a lot of people contacting them, and why should they talk to you? You know, so you should consider, you know, if you have got a story, you have got a case in your specific country, you should really consider, you know, how you want to get that covered by the mainstream media. And who do you know in media, in journalism, in media NGOs? If you don't know anybody, do you then know someone who knows someone? You know, you should use your personal networks to get in touch with the journalists or the media professionals. A good point of departure could be, you know, you should go through the mainstream media that you have available to you, you know, the media that you use every day, be it newspaper, radio, television, and find out who's writing or covering similar stories. Is there a particular journalist that you really like who writes about these issues? Are there specialized sections in the newspaper you read that often cover similar cases? Because then you have more of an idea of who to actually contact through your friends or through your personal networks. When you get contact, how do you then sell your story? How do you sell the UPR process? We touched briefly upon that yesterday. And I would say you probably shouldn't start with explaining to the journalist what is the UPR process, you know, the steps and the cycle, etc., because they will be one big question mark and they will say, what is that? Or at least in some countries they will. You should talk about the problem in relation to the human rights issue you are working with. You know, you should go exactly to that core issue because that's something a larger group of population of the population can normally relate to. But again, you know, that's all about how you frame your message. If you got their interest and they decided to go for it and they decided to cover your story, how do you then control their coverage? There are some tips to how you work with journalists and how you make sure that the story doesn't go astray. Because imagine that your story and your message actually led to false coverage and that led to misinformation. Then it would hurt your case to work with the mainstream media. So a good reminder is to always, when you work with journalists, to ask to see the product before it's publicized. See the article before it's in the newspaper. Listen to the program before it's broadcast, you know. And this can be difficult because often you feel that these journalists are VIPs, they don't have a lot of time, you should be honored that they even took the time to cover your case. Here you have to be a bit persistent. You have to actually say to them, no, I want to listen to this audio file before you broadcast it because I want to make sure that things are correct. You have to insist on that. And if you can't, if they say, well, we don't have time, you have to risk it. But then you have to make sure to tell them that you have no... you cannot risk that they cover the story wrongly. Because that will really hurt your cause in the future. If the public gets aware of your cause and they think that you're lying, you'll lose your whole game. Yes, there's a question. Morning.
Yours is sleeping.
Because it's the same. So thank you for your presentation. I was wondering if you can be an activist and a journalist in both ways. So is it possible just to make sure that the story will not be changed or that you already you are in the situation, so you know how what you are going to talk about, other than telling something else to telling the story to another one who is going to write it.
So I don't get the question, sorry.
So to be an activist and a journalist at the same time.
You can be an activist and a journalist, but it depends on the context. You know, I'm sure your editor will be quite irritated if you, as a professional media professional, become too subjective in covering an issue when you work for the respective newspaper or radio. However, it doesn't mean that you can't be an activist and a journalist. But you have to be careful of mixing this, of course. There's a certain level of objectivity combined with working as a professional journalist in a professional media. Mm-hmm. However, it doesn't mean that you can't practice whatever aspirations and dreams you have when you're off work. And it will, of course, influence the focus when you're at work. I don't know if that answers your question.